Joining me from the National Farm Bureau Convention in Austin, Texas is Rachel Gross. She is this year's NDFB discussion meet participant and state winner. And Rachel, thanks so much for joining me. First, tell me why you decided initially to participate in the discussion meet.
Thanks, Megan. It's my pleasure to talk with you today. I have actually wanted to do this for a long time. I was in Collegiate Farm Bureau when I was a student at Montana State University and always wanted to participate and never had the time to do it. And so now is a perfect opportunity to get to do the discussion meet in the YFNR program. Mm-hmm.
And so, Rachel, this journey started back at state convention this past November, and now you're here. Beforehand, you are actually given the topics that you may or may not be asked about. And so let's reflect on the topics you focused on here at the national competition. What are some of the topics that you've had to address, and what were the answers you had to some of them?
Well, yesterday we talked about new emerging food markets and food production in the cell cultured space specifically. So sort of that, those biotechs and that, those startups. And so a lot of the discussion was about how do we beneficially integrate that new production into agriculture, you know, without hampering traditional agricultural production. And my husband and I are beef producers, so this is something that's near and dear to my heart. But, you know, a lot of the discussion was about how our global population is growing. By 2050, we're going to have 9.7 billion mouths to feed. So it's imperative that we work with technology to meet that demand. And so that's something that we focused a lot of our discussion on. In addition to that, we talked about, the need for policy that protects our industry from these new and emerging startups in the food space.
And so being a young farmer and rancher like yourself and taking in convention, is there anything else outside the discussion meet that you've been able to see, do, and learn that will eventually you can take back to your state farm bureau, or you can take back to your farm and ranch, or just even getting to network with other folks from around the country?
Absolutely. I think, you know, you talk about networking, and I think that's critical when you get together with the, you know, we call it the Farm Bureau family, but it truly is. And when you get to network and have some time with folks from around the country, you can learn from an agricultural perspective about their production practices or what they're doing or new innovations. But also, I think you have a tremendous opportunity. Oftentimes we're very isolated in our industry. So just to have that sense of community and know that other people are facing similar struggles and have similar concerns that you do. And it's so great to just to be the unified voice of agriculture and to all come together as a Farm Bureau family.
Any final words here, Rachel, as we wrap up our conversation? I know you just participated in the Sweet 16 round, waiting for the results, and that just has to be exciting in itself.
It is. It's exciting to just to be here and to participate. The competition was an excellent experience, and it was very tough. I really congratulate my fellow competitors. I think there were a lot of great topics that were brought up this year, and so I'm hopeful that we will continue these discussions back in our state farm bureaus, and I know I'm looking forward to becoming more involved with NDFB in the future.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, Rachel Gross with the NDFB. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.